And you're welcome back to the News at One. We'll be going to Shannon Airport shortly, but first, the Central Bank has fined the Dublin-based stockbrokers Cantor Fitzgerald more than €450,000 for failing to report suspicious transactions to regulators in breach of insider trading rules. An investigation by the bank identified six occasions where the stockbroker's surveillance system spotted suspicious deals but didn't report them. For more, I'm joined by our economics and public affairs correspondent, David Murphy. David, tell us first of all, if you would, about the background to this.
So the background basically is that the central bank did a check in relation to this stockbroking company, Cantor Fitzgerald, which is a relatively big player in terms of stockbroking in Ireland, and it's got offices in Dublin, Cork and Limerick. And when they did the check, they spotted transactions which looked suspicious and should have been reported to the central bank. Now, this meant that Cantor Fitzgerald fell foul of market abuse regulations, and they prevent insider dealing, unlawful disclosure of insider information and market manipulation. So they fell foul of the rules. But in a statement, the central bank said that Cantor had been reckless in failing to submit reports to the central bank, as it should have known or ought to have known that there was a risk of it breaching regulations by not doing so, and that all of this covered a period of 6 years between March 2017 and June 2023. Cantor have admitted the breach.
Right, so they've admitted the breach. What else has the central bank been saying? The fine, I think, what, just over €450,000?
Yeah, so originally the central bank decided the appropriate fine would be about €650,000. Cantor settled this, and therefore they got a reduction of 30%, bringing it down to €450,000. Look, it seems to be quite serious what has happened here. The central bank has raised a lot of concerns about the way Cantor was managing those reports of suspicious transactions. And it had a committee internally that was looking at this. And it says that that internal committee impeded the consistent reporting of these suspicious transactions.
And we're not talking here about the dim and distant past. All of this happened relatively recently. Has the company said anything?
Well, the company just issued a very, very brief statement simply to say that it's pleased the matter has been resolved and the issues were fully remediated in the middle of 2023. It's just also worth noting that this issue is under investigation by the Gardaí.
David, thank you very much. David Murphy there, our economics and public affairs correspondent.